Welcome to the Lindell Report. You just seen that 3-minute clip there. This is how important it is for our country. You all seen what happened down in Mar-a-Lago. What a just disgusting. But on the optimistic side, I had friends call me today and texting me and saying, this is, you know, some of them, one of the guys, you know, I don't care too much for President Trump, but this is disgusting what this country's came to. A lawlessness, and it's a third world country. I mean, it's a lawless third world country but we're going to get it back. Everybody, you have to watch this event. You have to get people event. I was just coming off another show, and they asked me, it was this big 1-hour show I was on. They said, well, how can we pray for you? And they prayed. And I said, we have all the tools, everything we put together for the last year and a half for this summit. So a moment of truth summit on the 20th and 21st. I said, here's my prayers that you get millions of people that watch this. Millions upon millions of people need to watch this summit. Everything else, the only way it fails is if it doesn't get watched. So, Brandon, are you there?
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
How you doing?
I was going to do the show without you, but I changed my mind.
Okay.
I was just on another show, and they were, and actually it was earlier today, actually. We were talking about how they attacked Frank's speech when it first came out, and how Amazon won't let us go on Fire Stick. And I said, well, of course, that's all Brandon Housie is saying stuff about, you know. He keeps talking about controversy. I say, you know what? At least I just stay in my lane. That lane is off. Machines have to go.
I'm sure that's what it is.
To show you, everybody, do you know the newspapers in this country, everybody? There's like four conglomerates that own all the newspapers. They would not let me do an ad to advertise this platform, Frank's Speech, to show the lineup of our, you know, from your Roger Stones to Brannon to Diamond and Silk. You know, just everything on Lindell TV 1 and Lindell TV 2. This is what we're up against.
Yes.
Who is Jeff Bezos? Let me tell you, Jeff Bezos or Benzoil, whatever your name is. You got your crooked little Amazon with your Chinese products, and you copy people, and you don't care about anyone. And, you know, let me tell you something. At the start of the China virus, Brandon, isn't that something? You know, he bought, I believe it was Whole Foods or whatever it was back then.
Yes.
When that first started, and there was all of a sudden, he gets to stay open and all this stuff. There was no sanitizers or masks. You know, this is at the beginning. So this before we realized that masks don't work anyway.
Right,
but at the
right.
beginning, he's out there selling away. And I'm going, why does Jeff Bezos here? Why other businesses are shut down and he had nothing to offer them? And, you have a mask and shortages of masks in the beginning. That was the big lie. And sanitizers. And yet he's open and he's selling them on his big platform, Amazon, but yet he can't supply his workers. It was disgusting. The man's disgusting. And he has a building next to mine in Minnesota. And I did stick up for him once against Ilhan Omar. But that was it. I mean, that was it. You know, that was just an exception to the rule. The guy's disgusting that he won't let us have fires. Obviously, I'm going to burn a bridge here, Brandon. You realize that.
Yeah. Right. I guess we'll never get that.
I burned my Twitter bridge with evil, corrupt Jack Dorsey. You know, bye-bye Twitter. It's long gone. So we built Frank's Speech.
Right.
Remember that, Brandon? What do I do, everybody out there? When I lost my Twitter and I was suppressed on Zuckerberg's Facebook, I had to get the word out. So I spent millions and millions of dollars building Frank's Speech, and with your help, Brandon, building Lindell TV, so we get our word out. But you know what? We did it just in the nick of time because it didn't take long when they realized we were here to stay that they started attacking it, and then the media quit talking about me. They banned out there, right?
Yep.
So we keep getting the voice out. But I'm going to tell everybody. So what do I do when things like Amazon, when they do that, what they did to us? Well, take this, Amazon. We got mystore.com for USA entrepreneurs and or USA products. And what I mean by that, there's some USA entrepreneurs were part of this. Their raw material, they can't get here in the USA, but I still give them a platform. They've came up with great innovative products and stuff. And you know what? Shame on you, Amazon. Shame on you, Jeff Bezos, whatever your
Benzoil.
Name. Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. I'll probably get sued by Bezos because they're related to Bezos. Anyway, I don't care. But I'm going to tell everybody about mystore.com. This platform I put up, I built it for 2 years. And 2 years put in the back end and all the stuff, the server, everything. And then I had to put it on hold because of what was going on in our country. Well, with what was going on, the time was right for such a time as this. About 2 months ago, we put it up live, put it out there, and there's thousands of entrepreneurs now that have their products up there. So you can go to mystore.com and go there. In fact, go there right now and support these entrepreneurs. You know, there's some of them, some of these stories they have that these, I didn't realize that, you know, it was kind of going kind of connected before to MyPillow before we broke free, kind of like go on your own. Granted, all these, there's entrepreneur after entrepreneur that I've talked to now in the last couple of months. You saved me last Christmas. You saved me. We had nothing if it wouldn't have been for my store to have a platform. So all of you out there, I encourage you, support them and go there now. Use the promo code L77. The coffee's there. Remember that. And each one of them has a story. You guys can go. Why don't you go look at the coffee? You can get the My Coffee. I partner with that's a driver, people. That entrepreneur family there that's down in Florida, they make the best coffee in history. No, and I was talking to people today. I was on the phone with Jenna Ellis, and she goes, I love the coffee. I was on the phone with my media buyers, Brandon. They love the coffee. I was on the phone with some, you know, anyone I talked to today, the podcasters, you know, they love the coffee. All of them do. That's why we're giving them out to all the podcasters, like your Jennas and like your Pete Santillis of the world, so they can try the coffee, and then what, you believe in it, don't you, Brandon? Remember the one day you said it was the best coffee you ever had?
It is, and the guys in the control room and I, we drink it. I mean, we got boxes of it. We love it.
I wouldn't want anybody selling anything at all that they didn't believe in.
That's right. That's right.
And but I want to pull up my store because I want to show everybody these entrepreneurs. We're not.
And by the way, the Wisconsin and the Minnesota primaries are going on right now, so we're waiting to see what the results are tonight. And Logan, I don't know if you get a chance to bring it up, but I just sent you an email. Apparently, some farmer in his field has mowed the word rantham huge into his field. Someone just sent me. Well, Logan, if you get to bring that up, we can show it to Mike. Someone just sent it to us from Wisconsin, a farmer. Carving the words rantham, or the word, the last name.
He has so much support there with what he's done to decertify Wisconsin to try and get it. He's had the people's back.
There it is. I don't know if you can zoom in, but it's on the hill. It's on the hill in the foreground. You have to look in the foreground in the hill there. It's in the foreground. It's scanned in. It's not easy to read, but it is there in that hill there.
He put a lot of work into that.
Yes, he did.
Wow. Well, I'm going to tell you, everybody, the work we're putting in. While Brandon's looking up my store. All the races that are going on in Wisconsin and Minnesota right now, we have cyber guys, Brandon, watching it. Remember I told you, we don't have to go inside the machine anymore, everybody, to be able to watch every single race. We're watching it. Just like we knew the Kerry Lakes, that they were trying to steal it down there. And I encourage everybody in Minnesota and Wisconsin, I've been encouraging them, go in and vote in person. Obviously, now you have to today. But that's what happened in Arizona. They were stealing it from Kerry, all those mail-in votes. We watched it. We watched what was going on, the algorithms. All of a sudden, boom, the same-day voting started coming in. She started catching up, and it overtook the algorithms. She's up by 12,000 votes, and they shut it down. They shut it down and tried to steal it for 2 days. Brandon, while you're looking for it, when you get my store up, I'm gonna have you find something else. There's a thing on YouTube. There's a thing on YouTube, I believe. Or no, it's on Rumble. Okay, there it is, guys. So this is mystore.com. Use promo code L77. You save on the coffee. Brandon, I just want to show people quick. If you go down, scroll down to the stories of the entrepreneurs. Keep going down. Keep going down. Once you get past a lot of these products, hold on right there. Let's see. Scroll down a little more. Yeah, there they are. Or no, let's see. Yeah, is that mm-hmm. right? So you have stories of each one. Why don't you, you know, each product tells a story because you have the entrepreneur and you can click on them and hear their story and know who you're buying from and know what they've done to try and get their product out there.
Start a family and raise our kids out in the country. So we bought a small piece of land and wanted to build a house out here and just raise our family and have a small hobby farm. As we grew and went to build our house, which has still not happened because we built miles of fence now, it turned into a major bison operation. I guess I can say I would not change anything because having the freedom and fresh air and everything else honestly makes it all worth it at the end of the day.
You know, it definitely makes me proud looking at the expansiveness of the grass and the big rolling hills. And it's just, it's a beautiful place to raise bison. We hear it all the time, like, man, this is a, you know, this is like a little piece of South Dakota or the mountains in Wisconsin. And it, we're definitely very fortunate that this whole situation has worked out the way it is, where we can raise bison here on this ground.
Our girls don't live like normal children, most children, I should say. They aren't on their phones playing video games. They don't get the newest toys. They don't get all that stuff. But we give them something different. They have hundreds of acres to explore. Their animals are their best friends. They are up right away in the morning, out there collecting the eggs. They get it from their dad. Chris has always been fascinated with animals, and it's just such a beautiful thing to see our girls able to grow up in a situation like this.
And it is great grazing land, and it was really pretty cool to take it from, you know, something that was a dairy farm and row crops into nothing but grass and no sprays, and everything is basically organic, and we're letting animals roam and kind of do what they were built to do. And, you know, obviously we're working with them, moving them around and that sort of thing, but yet it's about as natural as you can be in this area of the country.
Wow, that was professionally done. That's some cool footage.
Yeah. What's the product there? Put the product back up.
That is Icon Meat Snacks.
Okay,
Icon Meat
so
Snacks.
You guys, let's support this entrepreneur. There's hundreds and hundreds and thousands of these entrepreneurs. Go to mystore.com and hear their stories. What is this one? How much is it? I didn't even know this was up there.
Yeah,
I'm going to buy
some. I'm going to go back here. This is Icon Meats and let me go back. Icon Meats and Snacks. Whoop, I got to go back. Hang on, I lost it. Icon Meats and Snacks and Summer Sausage. Let me go back.
Okay, let's go up there. I want to see how much they are. Everybody, you see their read what it is here.
It's Icon Meat Snacks Sticks, 24-ounce box, normally $79.99, but with your promo code tonight, L77, you get it down to $59.99. That's a 24-ounce box. You would also get Icon Meat Sticks and Summer Sausages. And that is normally $109.99. With your promo code, you get it down to $74.99. I'm going to click on that for a little more detail. Okay, there you go. Icon Meat Stack, 24-ounce. There you go. So,
you guys, I'm learning something here. You see what I'm saying? How interesting is that? You can see who you're supporting. This is where we're at. I'm so, I'm so proud that these entrepreneurs, you know, that they put all of their heart and soul into all these products, but they didn't have a platform, Brandon. They had Amazon. Old Ben's Oil over there, he's Bezos. He doesn't care if China gets up there and copies them. You know what he did to Frank's speech? He won't give you Fire Stick TV because he doesn't like your content.
That's right.
So you know what? I want to just devote a little bit of this show to this, to the My Story, you guys. And I think we're going to do that. Maybe we're going to do, I think, on my show.
Oh, here we go. Look at that. No gluten, no MSG, nor no hormones, no nitrates or nitrates added to their meats.
I mean, that's just amazing, everybody. Get on there and get that promo code out, L77, and get some of this. Man, let's do another one. I'm excited to help these entrepreneurs.
All right, let me pick another one. All right, let me pick another one here. All right, let's see.
You got to go right to, or yep. you scroll the other way. You go down and then you scroll. Keep going. Now scroll.
There we go.
Scroll. Keep scrolling. Like, keep going. Okay. What is that?
All right. This one is interesting. I like this guy. Let's play this one. This is your friend. That's the Jim Hansel.
Yeah. Here's my friend Jim Hansel. Everybody. What? He's blind. He's blind as a bat, but he's a painter. Let's click on that. Let's hear about old Jimmy here.
Okay. Let me know when you want to stop it.
Hello, everyone. I'm here today to talk to some more entrepreneurs with the My Store platform that we're all going to have that we're launching right now in a very small way, but I'm showing you the different products that can be, that are up there. This one is more unique and very dear to
me. Hey, Brandon?
Yes.
Yeah, go past this. Past this.
He can't see, right, and he's doing this. It's even more incredible than my own. He is impaired vision. He can't see, and he's doing these amazing paintings.
Oh, there we go.
He sees them with big magnifying glasses when he makes his paintings, and it's been quite a journey for Jim. And we joked. I made him an ad once for newspapers, and Lois and him met on a blind date.
Ironically, yes.
Jim said, "Well, I paid." Lois said, "Well, I'm not letting you paint miles." No, I paint paintings. That was pretty cool. But Jim's the most incredible painter. Then you find out that he has an impaired vision and even brings it to a whole nother level. So what my platform with the My Store is to help entrepreneurs have a place to sell their products. Here you have it. You're going to hear it say one of the most incredible stories in history of a painter, one of the best painters ever, but yet he can't see. But yet his products, he's been confined to people that know about him. You know, we grew up with him. Every one of us has 20 paintings, you know. And then we tell our friends and friends, but it kind of ends there because he doesn't have a platform out there to because you can't get into the box stores. You go on Amazon, you fight Google, all these things where they copycat. You even had your own name copied, right?
Yes, his own name.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm the real Jim Hansel. No, I'm the real Jim Hansel. I mean, this is crazy. These are the things entrepreneurs go through, and this is going to be a platform where all of you out there are going to come here, and you're going to see these stories. But what we've done with his paintings is I put them on the MyPillow platform, so whether the pillowcases. I mean, you look at these. His incredible prints are on every one of my...
Hey, Brandon.
Yes.
Go to the products here. I want to show some of Jimmy's paintings.
Okay.
But you guys, he is legally blind, and you look at these, some of the best paintings you'll ever see in your life, ever. And they are all different wildlife. Look at these, some of these, we've got them everywhere at MyPillow, but, let's do one more. I want to help these entrepreneurs. Go, let's pull another one up where we can get their story.
What is this? Dad's Wings Dry Rub. So this is dry rub for grilling out.
Okay. Well, let's try it.
You gonna try it? All right.
What's this one?
This one is Luke's Box. I'm not sure what that is. I'd have to read on that one to know more about that one.
Let's just page through a few. But anyway, you guys, go here and watch these guys' stories, and there's hundreds of them on there. Each one's got a story. Maybe watch a little bit of this.
This one's only a minute and a half. Here we go.
Okay, let's watch this.
Hello, everyone. My name is Quinn Held.
And I'm Kelly Held.
We're the founders of Dad's Wings Dry Rub. My dad, Kirk Held, was a welder, a great father, a patriot, and a foodie.
Sometime in the late 1980s, Kirk took individual bottles of spices and seasoned wings, one spice at a time, while the coals were heating up to his homemade 55-gallon drum grill. Those wings started a tradition that would last over 35 years.
And I remember as a child, people used to stand next to that grill with my dad behind it, finishing up a wing. They would look at Dad and say, "Man, Kirk, those wings are good." After Dad passed away, I found this grill at his old weld shop. I collected the spices that he used to use, and we did wings the way Dad always did them on the very same grill at a party to celebrate his life. A gentleman walked up to the grill with me behind it, finishing a wing, and he looked at me and said, "Man, Quinn, those wings are good." That was like being hit by the Chevy square body truck that my dad used to drive. So we spent the next year figuring out how to get those spices into one bottle to produce the same wings that we all love. It was a lot of effort.
And some help from people who love us, Kirk, and his seasoning.
Today, Dad's Wings Dry Rub is selling all over Northwest Ohio and all over the country on mystore.com.
Is this just another seasoning?
Only if you believe this is just an old grill and just an old truck.
Enjoy.
There you go.
Well, let's see. How much are they? Let's see. Let's give them a little shout out. See how much their stuff is.
Okay. So they can get the Dad's Wings Dry Rubs. $11.75, promo code L77, down to $8.23.
Yeah. And you guys realize the more you buy on my store, the more you save, because I think it's one low shipping price, Brandon. Can you go to the top of my store?
Yep.
For the shipping, what does it say? Go back to the home page.
Okay. Where am I looking for shipping? Does it say?
Go to the home page. Go right to the top. It should be right at the top, I would think.
No, I don't see it. You see it, Logan? I see all your different tools, games.
Click on the logo then.
On the logo?
Well, anyway, they're supposed to say in the red there, there's a, I believe it's one low shipping price for, and so you, no matter how much you buy, and it's, I'll have to validate that. But
here we go. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Right there. That's what you're looking for. The more you buy, the more you save. Flat rate shipping, only $4.99 on your entire order.
Right. There you go, everybody. And everybody knows that shipping's went up like crazy. And these entrepreneurs, you got to realize that we spend so much in shipping, but I wanted to put one low price for you all to save there and just to help these entrepreneurs out, you guys. I'd like to do, I think what I'm going to do now, and now that we did this tonight, we're going to have a shopping channel here, everybody. I think probably a Lindale TV tour. I might even put it on the third stream to compete with Brandon's show. You had a cooking show one time you did, Brandon. Right,
I still, my wife still has a cooking show. It's just we're so busy we don't get to crank them out like we used to.
Right, but I think I'm gonna have everybody in here once we get past this this weekend that's gonna help save our country. I think what we'll do here, we're gonna help these entrepreneurs, and we're gonna go back. You know, all the distraction I've had of everything with these machines and getting rid of these machines. I really feel that after this weekend, the Moment of Truth Summit, I'm going to get some relief where I can go back and focus on helping these entrepreneurs. We've got teams that are getting their products up on my store. And now we need all of you out there to go in there, watch their shows. We're going to feature them. I think we'll have another show that will feature the entrepreneurs, feature their products. Like a shopping hour, Brandon, maybe we'll look for that over at Lindell TV One. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But also, everybody, one of these nights here, I want to go through the Lindell Legal or the Lindell Recovery Network, the LindellRecoveryNetwork.org. We don't have time right now, Brandon, but I want to tell everybody on the last show I was on, they were talking about the numbers of people dying from fentanyl now in our country. Are just at an all-time high because of, obviously, because they've opened up the border and pouring the drugs across, let the cartels come up into Chicago and dump their, you realize that a lot of this stuff is trafficking up with produce out of Mexico, and the drugs go right into Chicago, right into Illinois. This is fact. So I don't think Illinois can sue me for that. It goes right into the heart of Chicago, and they're disguising these trucks, bringing in the drugs, and it's disgusting. But you got people dying. It's not like, you know, one miscue and one thing that's tainted with fentanyl. It's like Russian roulette every time you're doing a drug. And I was really actually impressed with our great president, CPAC, everybody. If you missed that part of his speech, you should go watch it. It was a lot of different stuff in President Trump's speech at CPAC. Did you have a chance to watch it, Brandon? If you didn't, one of the things he talked about was drug dealers. He said, give them the death penalty. I mean, he went after the drug dealers and the amount of people getting killed in our country now it's bigger than a war. That's what the stuff he was saying up on there. The numbers he was saying were just astronomical. And of course we didn't have Alan Duke to fact check him, because Alan Duke has been in hiding ever since we sent him the evidence of the 2020 election, that Alan Duke said that he would go public with it. Way to go, Alan. You're still the biggest traitor this country's ever seen, ever. Remember, everybody, he is the Facebook fact checker's lead stories, Alan Duke, and he covers up stuff but you don't see it on Facebook anymore because they know it's all true, Brandon. Now he can get sued putting stuff over stuff. He can get sued. We've done more damage to this country than anyone. All the stuff that he put, fake stuff, just like over therapeutics that work, Brandon, therapeutics that work, things that people warned about the vaccine, old Alan Duke just covered it up, you know. And I don't know where I went from it. I just thought of a traitor, and it's all Alan Duke. But back to the drug thing, the cartels pouring their drugs in, and a combination of people that are hopeless, people that are looking for hope, and they're out there and they're hopeless. And this isn't just people out in the streets. People think addicts are in the streets out there with no forks. I've been there. I've been everywhere from no forks to four forks and everywhere in between. And there's addicts from here to here. Functioning addicts now that have turned into full-blown addicts because because of the hopelessness and the stuff that they see going on in our country, and they don't see any hope on Fox News. You're not going to see any hope on Fox News, everybody, or Newsmax. I just heard today Newsmax censored some stuff just the other day. I don't even have time to get in. I'm so upset with Chris Ruddy, I can't tell you. When you got these two pillars just not even putting out the news and not talking about things that matter to people, I wonder if they'd actually, if they would have me on Fox News to say what's going on in our country and to reach out and help these people, get them to lend their recovery network. It's free. I put millions into that too. I don't make any money off that, Brandon. You know, people want to help. By the way, people do call me. Go to Lindell Recovery, Lindell Legal Offense Fund. If you want to help, I would appreciate it, because it's getting now, it's just like every state, everywhere in this country, and all these things. They do need help. People are there. I have grassroots reaching out for help now and stuff. So you can go to Lindell Legal Offense Fund and help out there. The Lindell Recovery Network, I think they've been waiting because they were switching the website over. There hasn't been a donate button, so you're not going to be able to probably donate there unless it's at the bottom of the page. But everybody, more importantly, is to get your loved one there. If you know someone and say, I've given up on my nephew, or my daughter doesn't, you know, listen, or my dad, I am worried about him. Whatever it is, just tell them about it. You just got to just say, hey, you know that guy on TV, that ex-crack addict, or that pillow guy? Just say, you know, he's got this platform. He's been there. And just tell them the website. They'll go there, and they'll go there, Brandon, and they'll check it out, and they won't leave. And they'll be going there every night because the same input always gives you the same output. So if you're an addict out there, guess what? The same input, you're going to wake up, and when you wake up, you have the same problems you went to bed with, okay? Or that you input. So now you go to the Lindell League or Lindell Recovery Network, get help there. And while you're there, start watching the real news here, because there is hope. There is hope. You know, we're out there, and if you're out there, everybody, and you've got, you don't have those problems, we'll be praying for our country. Be praying that this event we're having, that we can go out there with full protection, and pray that millions and millions and millions of people watch it. You know, Cheryl, Cheryl, I know you're watching your favorite show right now, for the Business Insider. Why don't you write in your article, put, you know, Mike Lindell put a platform up called mystore.com to help our USA entrepreneurs, and Lindell Legal or Lindell Recovery Network to help our addicts. And then you could bash me down below, but he's going to have his conspiracy summit, blah, blah, blah. Put that down below. That's all right. Isn't that something, Brandon? I'm telling the media how to write their articles.
There's, I don't know if you know this, gentleman, but there's news now breaking that Joe Biden's FBI apprehends GOP representatives, GOP reps' phone while traveling with his family. They seized his phone. After raiding President Trump's Mar-a-Lago, the FBI apprehended Representative Scott Perry, Republican of Pennsylvania, and seized his phone. He's a staunch Trump supporter, it says. And so they walked up to him and seized his phone. He says, "This morning I was traveling with my family. Three FBI agents visited me and seized my phone. They made no attempt to contact my lawyer, who should have made arrangements for them to have my phone."
You know what? It's you know, I just wonder why they're not coming to get my stuff, Brandon. You know why? Because we got all the evidence right here on Frank's Beach. It's up there, everybody. Go look at the thing. Go look at Cheryl. Do you ever wonder, Cheryl? Write your article. Mike would like to go to the charade of the January 6th, and I would love to go there and tell him a thing or two and show him, hello, our country was stolen. Here's the evidence. This all centers around two things, Brandon. They want to push things out past the 2022 election, and it's all so nobody talk. The machines sit there, and nobody. Let's just not worry about that. Let's not talk about that. Let's go over here and talk about this elect or this January 6th garbage. Everybody knows the election that election of 2020 was stolen. Even they know it. And Bill Barr, I'm sorry, Bill Barr, you're the biggest liar this country's ever seen in history. Bill Barr, you are a liar. When you made fun of the meals, when he made fun of the meals and he laughed, I'm Bill Barr. Boy, that's really funny. You can put it over there. Your phone, you can be 20 feet away. No, Bill, you can put this phone here and Tim Cook knows right where you're at. Don't you, Timmy?
So he made fun of Bill Barr, former AG, made fun of the movie 2,000 Mules.
Yes, that's what he did. He laughed at it. He made fun of the movie 2,000 Mules. And when you have government cameras taking videos of people committing felonies, you know, Bill, guess what? Sheriffs are out there and they're going to bring these people to trial, Bill. Something you should have done back in the day when you were the biggest, I don't know, the president said you didn't want to get impeached, that you were a coward. I say you were in on it, Bill. You were in on it. You lied to the American people. There was no fraud. There wasn't enough to overturn that. You never looked. In fact, you told other people not to look. That's documented, Brandon. He told somebody in Pennsylvania, I think it was a senator or somebody, don't you dare look at the evidence.
He told a U.S. district attorney in Philadelphia who wanted to look into the voter fraud, he said, don't, no, you're not looking at it.
That's right. And then Bill Barr doubled down and in the spring of 2021. Shame on you, Bill. When I was waving the evidence everywhere, you more or less came out again out of your little hiding and said, there's nothing to see. When your little buddies, Chris Krebs and the boys and Adam Shifty Shift got on what's that in the morning, that morning show on MSNBC?
Morning Joe.
Yeah, Morning Joe, and they said, and they asked him straight out. Remember, this is the guy, everybody, that said this was the most secure election in history.
Well, here's what
the same guy said. The same guy, 4 months later, everybody, on little Morning Joe, that little crybaby or whatever he is over there, all of a sudden here, they asked him straight out, what's the biggest threat, him and Adam Schiff? What's the biggest threat to the United States right now? Both of them said, bar none, a cyber attack by China right down to the local races. I thought that Chris Krebs had copied my material, that he had got the same thing I got on January 9th. But obviously, Bill Barr didn't get the memo because he's in on it. So he came out right after that, and he said, nope, I'm Bill Barr. There was nothing, no election crime. So then what does he do another year later? He goes on the January 6th committee with all the criminals, with your good old Brad Rassenberger, Rusty Bowers, the whole gang's there, all the blockers in this country. Just disgusting. And he laughs at the meals. Sir, what do you think of the 2,000 meals? That wasn't machines. That was government cameras showing. You're an attorney, Bill Barr. What do you think of this? These people committing crimes. Well, I don't see anything. And he laughed, Brandon.
He did.
He laughed.
Here's another.
He's a disgrace to the United States.
Here's another headline today from Patty McMurray. Lawless Michigan AG Dana Nessel also threatened Black Republican Secretary of State candidate Christina Carmo with felony charges on live Facebook stream during her Trump rally speech. This is an article that just came out today. On Monday, it was revealed that Michigan's lawless Democrat Attorney General Dana Nessel was attempting to shop around in Oklahoma County, Michigan, for a special prosecutor who would agree to go after her political opponent, the Trump-endorsed constitutional attorney Matt DiPerno, in the November 2022 election. Today, during an interview on WJR 760, Matt DiPerno suggested that Dana Nessel could be charged with a huge FEC, that'd be Federal Elections Commission, violation for using taxpayer money to smear a political opponent during a campaign. This isn't the first time Michigan's lawless AG basically threatened a political opponent with criminal charges. On April 2nd, during a speech by Michigan Republican Secretary of State candidate Christina Carmo at a Trump rally in Washington, Michigan, Nessel also threatened the young Black female Republican, hoping to unseat Nessel's far-left Democrat friend, SOS Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. While Carmo repeatedly brought the huge crowd to her feet with her barn burner speech, Michigan's lawless Democrat Attorney General Dana Nessel was hosting a Facebook watch party with two of her Democrat friends, Michigan State Senator Jeff Irwin and Ingham County Clerk Barb Byram. As the trio sat and watched Christina Carmo in real time, Michigan's top law enforcement officer, Dana Nessel, who behaves more like a gossip girl than an attorney general, threatened her with criminal action for calling out Michigan Democrat Secretary of State Benson for threatening and accusing anyone who had legitimate questions about the results of the 2020 election of lying or pushing so-called disinformation. Wow.
Yeah, it's, Brandon, this is what we're going to bring up at our, also at the summit, everybody. This is, they're going for it right now. They're going after Jenna Ellis, Ken Paxton, Kurt Olson, Matt DiPerno. Anybody, Rudy Giuliani, I mean, I guess they've been going after him for a long time, but they just, anybody, and in Michigan too, Brandon, do you know all the cyber guys, these guys had normal jobs, but I mean, they had jobs before all this started. Do they think everybody was in on something? When you see something, you're doing your job. These cyber guys that were brought in into Michigan, they're going after them too. They're going after attorneys. Matt DiPerno's a hero. He just went in and looked, and he brought the stuff before the judge there. The judge said, yeah, there's 7,000 votes that were flipped out of 15,000. You guys, 7,000 flipped. I don't even know. I still don't know how they buried that case in Michigan. I think it's still floating around there, but they, you know what they can do with our courts when they weaponize the court? They can delay, especially when you've got a governor and an attorney general and a secretary of state all in cahoots against anything coming out about the machines, everybody. Dana Nessel is a, you talk about attorney general criminals, she would be right there as the top one in the country. You got Keith Ellison in Minnesota, but he just doesn't do anything. He just sits there. Dana Nessel goes out there and tries to attack her own political opponents. That's just, Brandon, that's, I guess it's happened. It happened in Colorado, where the Secretary of State there, Jenna Griswold, attacking Tina Peters,
yes,
bashing her door in with the FBI, right?
Yep. Well, listen to this. I'm reading more on this one here. Breaking, the one we talked about a while ago. Representative Scott Perry says FBI seized his phone one day after Mar-a-Lago raid. Well, you know what that's all about? Because I went to search. Why are they doing? What's his? Well, you know, why are they after him? He says sources familiar, or the report says sources familiar with the episode told Just the News, the warrant, the search warrant for his phone, is part of a broader investigation into efforts in Pennsylvania to contest the November 2020 election results or consider alternate electors that could be offered at the Capitol on January 6th. They declined to be more specific. So again, I guess if you are trying to push back against the voter fraud in Pennsylvania and questioning the legality of the results, that got that congressman's phone seized.
Well, how come they? No, I got plenty of phones. I wish they'd come and get mine.
Wait a minute.
Come on there, Pelosi. If I ever number, you know what I'm going to get? I'm going to try and get some of these guys' numbers. Pelosi's number and Shifty, all these crazy people. And call them up right here on live TV, Brandon. Ask them why they're not coming to get my stuff. You know why, everybody? Doesn't it make you guys wonder why instead of coming and getting me, you know, I'm the guy that was at the White House with martial law papers sitting out there. Why don't you come and get me for it? Even though they weren't my papers, you still should ask me about it. Oh, because you believe me, because I told the truth already. You rotten journalists out there tried to destroy me. The journalists in the box stores and stuff, Brandon, they tried to destroy me out there.
Yeah.
Why won't the government come? You know why? Because they know I got everything. We've got all the evidence. They don't want that out there. They don't want the people. I'm showing the public guy, you know, I got a whole bunch of phones they could have. You know?
How many phones do you got?
These are my wish lists. ES&S. Sue me, ES&S. Quit trying to hide under the radar in Omaha, Nebraska. Sue me, ES&S. Sue MikeLindell.com. You can save money. I'll put it on a template. Welcome your pile. I'll put it right on the pile. Because you're not going to hide under the radar, ES&S, little hometown Omaha, Nebraska. Your machines, they're all the same, people. We got to get rid of all the machines. And I'll tell you, January 6th committee, bring it on right now. I would love to come, even though I wasn't there. I want to help out our great president, help out everyone else that you're bringing before there like they're some kind of sly criminals or something. They've done nothing. They did nothing. The election was stolen, and you all know it. The January 6th committee, the January 6th FBI said there was no collusion between Donald Trump and his supporters. They came out with it over a year ago on June 26th. Do people forget that, Brandon?
Yeah, they do. And we also
well,
have...
I guess the FBI, they said it to probably clear their own self, whatever set up January 6th was. Remember, everybody, January 6th, there was their safety net. I believe it was their safety net because they took both those senators in Georgia. They could have just took one and people would have probably forgot about the crime of the election. This is disgusting.
Are you ready for the latest from Nancy? You mentioned Nancy Pelosi. Are you ready for the latest drivel from Nancy Pelosi? Logan, here we go. Let's play it. Here we go.
We still support the one China policy. We go there to acknowledge the status quo is what our policy is. There was nothing disruptive about that. It was only about saying China is one of the freest societies in the world. Don't take it from me. That's from Freedom House.
Let's talk a little bit.
Democracy.
Yeah.
China is one of the freest societies in the world, says Nancy Pelosi.
You guys, doesn't anybody see this? They took our country. They're communists. Brandon, the people see it. All the Democrats in my company, all the liberals, even the progressives see it. They took our country. Pelosi, all of them. The Uniparty, the globalists, the CCP, which 90% of these attacks came out of China, they're all together, everybody. That's why it's so hard to get the evil runs so deep. They paid off people like Jack Dorsey's in on it, Zuckerberg's Facebook is in on it, all these platforms, Fox News. Are you kidding me? It's disgusting. Walmart, what did Walmart do? They canceled MyPillow. They canceled MyPillow, everybody. This is Walmart. They try it. Listen, we can't shut Mike Lindell up. So they get a call, probably from Brad Rassenberg. Hey, wait, you know, we got to do something about this. Mike Lindell, he won't shut up. How much? He can't have much money left. How about we take away his biggest retailer? How about you, Walmart? Give me your CEO. Okay, no, give me your chairman of the board. Okay, here he is. Hey, I tried to collude with Hunter Biden in 2018. He goes, I'll just get rid of Mike Lindell's pillows right now. Okay, thanks. Okay, so they cancel us, everybody. They cancel my pillow. They cancel us. We're their number one selling product according to them in history. All my employees counted on those pillows being made there. But you know what? We got to the bottom of it, didn't we, Brandon?
Yes, yes, yes.
We played from Hunter Biden's laptop a recording of the chairman of the board at Walmart talking to Hunter Biden to take down Donald Trump. How much would it cost to get rid of Donald Trump in every state? He asked him how much it would cost for every state, remember?
He did. We played the
and
video.
Then he said, and that was the chairman of the board of Walmart, everybody, the highest person that controls all their money. Then we looked it up. They have 10,000 companies, vendors out of China. They go into Walmart. They copy our entrepreneurs, and boom, there's a China product. You got Unite, you guys, you entrepreneurs that are in my store. That's the problem they would have, Brandon. They invent something. They're so proud of it. They make it. They put their life, their heart and soul into it. Walmart. Sorry, China. Here you go. And then they lied, everybody. Walmart lied to all of you. They said we were still up on Walmart.com. I went on Lou Dobbs, which I'm going on there tomorrow, by the way. I went on Lou Dobbs, everybody. And Lou couldn't believe it, Brandon. And you know what? He just looked it right up and he said, well, Mike, you are still on Walmart.com. And I go, Lou, look a little closer. It was a company out of China. So Lou called Walmart. And guess what, Brandon? They took it down in about 20 minutes, but I'm sure there's still counterfeits up there on Walmart.com.
Oh, sure. Yes.
They're disgusting. This is where we're at.
Look
at
this.
Pelosi says China. Pelosi says China's the most freest country in the world and people. I'm telling you, you know, you need to tell. If you're out there watching this show right now, you need to tell your friends, your family members, anybody you know that's on the traditional left, or they're a Democrat. There are no Democrat people left. Are you kidding me? They're all going, we want something, anything. We want common sense. The politicians, you have the corrupt rhino Republicans that have been boiled up, that pop up like pocket gophers. The biggest blockers are the biggest crime in history. Then you got the Democrats over here, that whole party, like Dana Nessel, the most evil group of people I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, can you believe they would sit around and do a watch party watching a candidate who's running for office do a speech at a Trump rally and then imply that they somehow were going to pay for their so-called disinformation or possible charges? I mean, this is Gestapo Nazi type stuff. I mean, this is not what you expect
really
in a free
is.
Society.
This is Nazi Germany. One of the best marketers in history was Goebbels for Hitler. He just brainwashed the whole people. First he brainwashed them, and then they put fear into them, and then they convinced them, a lot of them, oh, you're better than other people. It was all marketing and propaganda. That guy, it was all planned out. But we, you know what? You know why we're ahead, Brandon? Because the propaganda that we had decades of garbage going, garbage in from all these platforms. That's one of the things Donald Trump broke. When he smashed political correctness and they all said, you can't say that, you can't do that. What about free speech? Give me a break. It's because of the stuff that the 2016 election, that was the most important election in history. But the 2021 will probably override that. You almost got to group it together because you smashed political correction. You broke their little plan of 28 years with Hillary and Obama and switch them around like Tinker Toys, and you broke that. And then the 2020 election, they said, all right, we're going to go. We're going to make the United States the 55th nation we take with the machines. Remember, everybody, you're going to see it at this Truth Summit, 54 nations gone because of the invasion of the machines, the voting machine, the electronic computers that they stole your country for. But the 2020 election, we're blessed because we still, we have everything You come to this moment, or you watch this moment of truth summit, and you're going to see stuff that's going to shock the world beyond anything you've ever seen in history. It's over for them. I'm sick of this. It's crazy, Brandon.
Here's Pelosi. Another.
China's the most
free society. Free society. One of the freest societies in the world. Yep.
Anybody can't see that that's all part of a big act? You know, what is that supposed to anger people so they go do something or something? Is that what Pelosi's trying to do? Pelosi, you know what? Our country was taken without firing a shot because you did it with the machines and computers. But guess what? We're going to expose it all. On August 20th and 21st, the whole world's going to know. You can't stop us anymore. We don't care if if Fox and Newsmax and for that matter, Salem Media won't talk about it. We are going to ask Salem Media, everybody. We are going to ask Salem Media to talk about this summit all next week, to put the ads out, at least that we're having it, Brand, and it's going to be shown right here on Frank's Beat and Lindell TV. And they don't get to use the excuse that, oh, maybe we're getting bigger than Salem Media. That ain't going to fly with me. I didn't build this platform to get bigger than other people. I built it to save our country. Salem Media, I'm calling you out right now. You better report this is news. This event is news. You sit there and advertise my pillow every day on all your little platforms. You better report this summit. You better report it, even if I got to buy the commercials. I'm going to do that, Brandon. Tomorrow I'm going to go buy a bunch of commercials and see if they play them. Remember, everybody, the newspapers in the country won't let me put the ads in for Frank's speech or the summit. Television, Fox News, are you kidding me? I can't even use the word Frank in a commercial. I can't use the word Frank. If I had someone on there, one of my guys named Frank, they wouldn't air it.
I know.
Yeah, this
I
is
know.
Frank here. He likes my pillow. Oh yeah, we're on to you, Mike. We're Fox News. You don't get to bring Frank on. You know, I should have Dr. Frank try. Maybe a snip over at Newsmax. Over at Newsmax, maybe they go, "Hi, I'm Dr. Frank, and I really like my coffee, and you should too." After we get rid of melting down the machines, wink, wink.
Here's another headline. Before we go, judge who okayed Mar-a-Lago raid, Obama donor once linked to Jeffrey Epstein. The Florida federal magistrate judge who signed off on a search warrant authorizing the FBI raid of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort donated to Barack Obama's 2008 presidential campaign months after he left the local U.S. attorney's office to rep employees, wait for it, of convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, who had received immunity in the long-running sex trafficking investigation of the financier. Sources tell the Post that Judge Bruce Reinhart approved the warrant that enabled federal agents to converge on the palatial South Florida state on Monday in what Trump called an unannounced raid on my home. He was elevated to magistrate in March of 2018 after 10 years in private practice. That November, the Miami Herald reported that he had represented several of Jeffrey Epstein's employees, including, by Reinhart's own admission to the outlet, Epstein's pilot, his scheduler, Sarah Kellen, and this Nadia lady, who Epstein once reportedly described as his Yugoslavian sex slave. Holy right. cow. So yeah, that's the no, guy I, that signed off
that,
on this.
I read that whole article, Brandon, and I want to tell everybody, I have been telling everybody that judges are going to bring back this country. Don't let a few corrupt judges fool you. They're not what the judges are going to get after this moment of truth summit. This moment of truth summit is going to be for the people. Remember, judges are they're human beings. They have families. They have grandchildren, children, neighbors. They have friends. The judges that are out there that are they need to have support going, hey, you need to accept these cases and be judges. Okay, these judges that are out there doing this stuff like this did at Mar-a-Lago, and I got another judge too, and my lawyers aren't going to like that I say this. Well, there's a judge, his name is Judge Nichols, out in D.C., and he's the one that said all the Dominion and Smartmatic cases, yeah, you can go ahead and go through. He said this on the second day of the cyber symposium, everybody. Remember, Alan Dershowitz, one of my lawyers, said, that judge can never let this go through or you're going to ruin our First Amendment rights forever. Well, Judge Nichols pushed it through on the second day of the cyber symposium. Then you know what he did, everybody? The day before we were going into Alabama with a preliminary injunction, he put out and said, Mike Lindell's lawsuits against Dominion, that I sued Dominion and Spartak, were frivolous, and Mike should pay sanctions. Really? Well, I got news for that judge. I did a full-fledged investigation on that judge, and I spent a lot of money, and I got a lot of stuff on him. Stay tuned for the Moment of Truth Summit. We're going to find out. Remember, Brandon, when we have blockers in every state, and the states are going to get up and talk about blockers? Well, a few of the blockers, not every blocker is a Rusty Bauer or a Robin Voss or a Brad Rassenberger or an Alan Duke for the whole country. You have some judges, too. We're going to look into a couple judges. Can you believe judges would be blockers or enablers or maybe be completely corrupt? Mm. What do you think, Brandon?
Wow. Wow.
You know, just think if you had – the good news is, everybody, they didn't get all the judges. There are 90-some percent, I believe, are beautiful, great judges, and they're going to finally have the courage to at least look at stuff. And, Brandon, a lot of judges now that you don't read about are holding back the destruction. They're pushing back. Our country would be gone if it wouldn't have been for a lot of these judges. Look at the one in Texas that the one in Florida with the mask mandates on airplanes. Yep. That changed history. Roe v. Wade, right in the middle of all this stuff, and many other Supreme Court decisions they've made.
Right.
And how about the judge that said those 100 people in your company and you got to become a junkie? That judge said nonsense. Goodbye. You know. So we got great things coming, everybody.
Yes, we do.
It's been a good show, but a little different, Brandon.
Well, I was writing down the headline. The headline tonight is Mike Lindell exposes Jeff Bezos, Bill Barr, Nancy Pelosi, Walmart. That's just the headline tonight.
Right. Well, and you know what I'm going to do, everybody? I'm going to go over the shop and start my shopping channel right now, opposite of Brandon. I'm just kidding, everybody. Enjoy. Brandon's got the best news. The best news in history is coming at you right now with the World View Report. And then you got Brandon House, and then you got Diamond and Silk. I haven't watched Diamond and Silk. I'm going to watch them tonight. I bet they're going to have a real good show.
Oh, they were really on fire last night.
Right on.
After the raid on Trump.
All right, everybody. God bless you.
All right,
remember, get people to the Truth Summit and download that Frank Speech app.
That's the Lindell Report. Hey, support Mike's work. Support the network. Support his efforts to save America and fix 2020 and help yourself at the same time. Use that powerful promo code L77 at mystore.com and get the My Coffee, but use that promo code L77 to save up to 25%. Go to mypillow.com, use that promo code L77. You save, and at the same time, you're supporting Mike Lindell's work, this broadcast, this network, and the employees at MyPillow. So everybody's winning. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, the new sandals. And, of course, don't forget, wedding gifts, housewarming gifts, the kids going to college, lots of things that are needed. Here's a place where you can shop that also preserves America. That's the Lindell Report. Thanks for watching. Take care. You're watching Lindell TV.